sure that without ever asking me anything about what was going on in my life, he was sure that we could run a dozen expensive, invasive, horrific tests and find something wrong. And I remember just leaving that appointment, walking down this gray hall. You have to walk by the billing department to get out because you have to pay before you can leave. And I just walked down this hall, and it was gray after they redecorated it. The elevator was slow. It was gray. I went down to the ground floor, and I just thought, if the past is any indication of the future, I have 18 to 24 months before the cancer overruns my body again. I had had tumors wrapped around my aorta. My entire body lit up on a PET scan. So I thought, if that is the case, I am not going to spend it tethered to the medical world. I am not going to live in a chemo chair with poison dripping into my arm. So after some thought, I went home. I put my house up for sale. I put everything in storage, and I hit the road. And I went traveling for several years. Obviously, I'm fine. So the question of whether or not the cancer